Hello and welcome to another episode of the Lawyers Learning Center with DHIA podcast. This season, our goal is to educate and inform you on professional liability insurance and other business insurance solutions so you can navigate the market and be confident in the protection you're securing for your law practice. We are here every Thursday. Tune in and check out the description for more related resources. In today's episode, we are discussing the potential cost of sharing office space with other attorneys. Yes, the exposure is real. Let's dive in. How sharing office space with other attorneys can cost you more than expected. You've been sued by a client you never had for damages in a case you never worked. You double check your records, and nope, you've never met this person. So why are they suing you? Next, you're refreshing your coffee and your colleague tells you he got sued by the same person. The pieces start coming together and you see what has happened. You and your colleague share an office with three other attorneys. One by one, you realize everyone in the office got sued. Here's what happened. One of your office mates has an upset client, and they're suing everyone with a name on the door. But we're separate law firms, you insist. Yes, but you know how lawsuits go. Anyone can sue anyone for any reason at any time. And this happens when attorneys share office space. We know of an even more insidious case where the IRS got involved. But more on that in a minute. Professional liability insurance underwriters know about this issue. So you should expect some common questions about sharing when you apply for your insurance. Questions such as, do you share an office space? Do you share staff? Do you share cases? And do you share fees? From a carrier's perspective, sharing muddies the water. It just makes the risk less desirable from an underwriting standpoint. Multiple law firms in a shared office space can create the illusion of a partnership with the other firms or attorneys. Obviously, a shared office space offers both collegiality and reduced expenses. But there are challenges that can ensnare you. As mentioned, it can create the illusion of a partnership with other attorneys or firms. And clients can allege claims against all attorneys in the shared office. Some of the issues that can aggravate these situations are shared mailrooms, phone systems, and IT infrastructure. Client confidentiality is now in question. So, without rigorous processes, it is easier to create exposure to liability suits. Now, back to that insidious case where the IRS got involved. An Alaskan lawyer went to work one day to find their office padlocked. She was in an office-sharing arrangement with her office mate, and her office mate hadn't been paying payroll tax payments. So, the IRS padlocked the doors. There are many more office share horror stories. They involve drunkenness, sexual harassment, and other debauchery. In one case, an attorney discovered that his office mate wasn't even admitted to the bar. There are good and compelling reasons to share an office with various colleagues, but it does create exposure. Take reasonable steps to reduce your exposure. Of course, there are no guarantees that you won't get sued, but plan for that eventuality and have a proactive, rigorous response. Discover some practical tips in reducing exposure from a shared office space and responding to a suit by tuning in to last week's episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Lawyers Learning Center with DHIA podcast. If you found this information helpful, we invite you to subscribe and share it with others. We value your feedback and would love to hear your biggest takeaway from this episode. Please leave your thoughts in the comments, ask us questions, or request topics you would like us to cover in the future. Your feedback will help us improve and expand our content to better serve you, which is why we are here. Tune in next Thursday as we go over some areas of practice that are considered high risk in the professional liability insurance space.